Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering 5 of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
We're back on a Monday on Fantasy Sports Today. What a wacky weekend it was for the NFL. We'll also update you on the crazy Major League Baseball postseason. Fantasy Sports Today on this Monday starts now.
Sports Today.
Toward the end zone. It is caught. Seattle's going to the Super Bowl.
Fires up the middle. Pass is caught by Owens. Owens made the catch.
Oh, pass is caught. Diggs. Sideline. Touchdown. Unbelievable. Toss to White.
And welcome in. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, along with Joe Pizzapia, here with you on FNTSY, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and of course also on Sports Grid. Sean Guastamacchia producing this show. You can follow me on Twitter at Craig Mish, at Joe Pizzapia 17 throughout the week, Monday through Friday here on the program. We talk a lot of football, and of course baseball postseason is definitely heating up at this point. Critical game tonight, which we'll get to with the Cardinals and Washington Nationals. But first and foremost, Joe, happy weekend to you. Good to have you back here on this Monday. And just when we thought we'd be able to figure out the NFL and perhaps its dominant teams bouncing back and winning and looking good, we kind of went the other way, I thought, over the weekend, where it's not even that there's parity for me. It's just that, wow, like, I mean, calling any team elite in the NFL beyond the Patriots at this point is a hard proposition for me at this point.
It is. It's a tough sell right now. And even the Patriots have some issues on offense. They have to clear up for sure. Now, I know on Thursday that was kind of a wacky game there with the weather. You know, when you punt the ball and it comes back 10 yards at you, that's always a wacky day in terms of trying to throw the football. But still, they've got some work to do on offense and they know it. But I think you're right. You look around the NFL right now. I think the Seahawks are playing good football. We obviously know the 49ers are playing good football. The Saints, I think when they get Drew Brees back, I think that's going to be a huge win for the fact that they keep winning football games without him, even if it's not always the prettiest win. That's certainly a huge deal. But man, this was a crazy week in terms of quarterback play too. Quarterbacks who look like they've just handed over their jobs, and not just one or two. We're talking like three or four potentially. But I got to be honest with you, Craig, I'm still on a high from Thursday night because we haven't gotten to talk about that Golden Tate line of 6-102 and a touchdown. Craig, I got no text from you. I got nothing on the Golden Tate. I thought for sure you would be very happy about this.
Well, I mean, you said not to play him and to play the other guy. So that's why I didn't I didn't do anything. I would have done it. I said, is this the night for Golden Tate? You said, no, play the other. What's the guy's name?
Darius Slayton.
Yeah, Slayton. You said, play Slayton, not Tate.
So yeah, Tate's never going to do anything. That's
wait
that was.
Second.
I believe the
wait
clip was.
A second. Whoa,
hold on a second.
Whoa.
I believe the clip was.
You're going to flip flop on
Tate is
going to
be useless all year. Useless.
I said
all year.
I said on Thursday, this is the night, Joe. There's no one else.
You were
playing.
Being completely
be
sarcastic with that. Yes, you were. You were.
Listen, Joe. You can't go back and forth with guys. You gotta listen. You can go back and forth with guys because it's a stock market. But you can't come on the show on Monday and say, I didn't recommend playing him, but now he's great. You can't have it.
I've been
ways.
Recommending to add Golden Tate in all leagues for 2 weeks, and you've mocked me for 2 weeks. Mocked me. And he had a good game. How is that? Just because I didn't want to play him against the Patriots doesn't mean him having a good game isn't useful that you have him on the asset on your team.
I'm blown away.
You're blown away?
If we do a segment called Trust or Bust, and the guy you say trust and he's a bust, do you get to come on the next week and say that I told you to trust him? No.
No, but I believe if we go back and play that clip, that I don't think we're remembering that clip the same way. We have to get Sean on there. Where's Sean? Sean, get on there.
I remember it. I said Golden Tate was a complete waste the entire season, and you're absolutely right. He had one good game in the game you said he wouldn't do it. Anything.
But, so we were both right and both wrong.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Okay, so we're not planting a flag today on that.
I'm not planting a flag on Golden Tate. All I'm saying is he is not a complete waste of space. That's all. And I don't think he was. And the fact that I own him in a lot of spots, I'll tell you what, the league I had him in, I started him this week.
Even though you recommended people you shouldn't?
No. Looking at it, if you're the Patriots, wouldn't you try to stop Golden Tate? Wouldn't that be the one guy you try to stop on that team?
Golden Tate had one long touchdown, Joe.
Yeah, that's all you need.
I want you to screenshot all the leagues you're starting.
I'm having a bit of fun with you.
Listen, come I want on. You this week to go in and screenshot all the leagues you're going to start Golden Tate in. Because I'm going to guess if you have him in five leagues, you're starting.
I think I only have him in two. I think I have two or three.
So what are you so I can't figure out today. You're too much. I have him in a lot of leagues. Now I only have him in two. Last week, don't play him. Now we should play him.
I didn't say a lot of leagues. I said I have him in a couple leagues, and I believe a couple is two. Might have him in a third. I got to check, but I think I have him in two. Okay. I'm pulling your leg, Craig Mish. That's all this is. This is good-natured ribbing and fun.
Let me tell you something. You don't pull my leg after a bad NFL Sunday for me. That's not the way it works.
Clearly. Oh, my goodness. All right.
All right. The 49ers are 5-0, and that, to me, is the big story from Sunday for sure. I would also say this, that I had huge misjudgments on Sunday, and I definitely thought that between the Chiefs and Rams, I could have seen one of those two teams struggling. For sure, it happens in the NFL. It's very hard. You got a short favorite of -3, some -4, something like that. You know, wacky things are going to happen. But if you would have told me 2 weeks ago that we'd be sitting here, and look, this could change this week too. I mean, certainly could. The NFL changes from week to week. But I never would have guessed that I'd be looking at the Chiefs and the Rams and say, these two teams, not only do they not look like Super Bowl contenders, I could make the case that you could just keep losing every week. Like, I don't know what happened with these two teams.
Yeah, and Goff putting up less than 100 yards passing at home, which is incredible considering Todd Gurley was inactive for that game. The whole thing is just bizarre. And the Chiefs losing back-to-back games at home, that's just basically crushed them in the AFC. So even if they have a really good run, it's going to be very difficult now because if they make the playoffs and get in there, they're going to be a road team. And that's a shame for them because Arrowhead supposedly is supposed to be one of these home field advantages. And look, let's not take anything away from the Texans here. This was a great job by Deshaun Watson and a great job there by the defense. And they came away with a huge victory for the Texans. Now, I expect the Chiefs to have a big second half. The Rams, I'm really questioning right now. The Rams right now seem
lost. What
about
the play calling? I mean, the play third calling and one and fourth and one on the goal line, just keep handing it off to Brown? Like, what
do you think
world?
That the boy wonder has, and I'm obviously speaking about Sean McVay, do you think the boy wonder kind of got punched in the mouth last year in that Super Bowl and hasn't really recovered?
They've scored a couple of games this season. They looked like great on the opening drive. I don't understand. This is one of those where it is very hard for me to not overreact to what I saw yesterday. I was in shock watching both teams, watching the Rams who just refuse to throw the ball anymore. I was like, okay, I don't get this at all. And watching the Chiefs who literally could not stop Houston on any possession. There was not one possession where they could stop them. The only thing that happened was they threw it in, Watson threw an interception in the back of the end zone on one play. I think they scored on every single possession that I saw. I've never seen a defense in the NFL play that bad.
On Sunday morning, we talked about that. You know, people were asking about Malcolm Brown. Should we start Malcolm Brown? And I said, look, you could start Malcolm Brown, but you also have to realize that they are 24th in the league coming into this game in rushing attempts. That's not a great number. And I understand wanting to kind of get back to running the football and get back to some of that stuff. But 49ers defense is very good. They get to the quarterback, all that. Like, I don't want to take in losses. You don't want to always just hang everything on the team that you think is better because the other team has to show up and do their job. And they did. But I still think the 49ers, this was the test. I kept saying this is the test. So if I'm holding true to that, then yeah, this was the test and they passed the test. And now we have to think they're for real. I do just believe that those turnovers are going to be a problem. Garoppolo keeps turning over the football. That's going to turn around and bite them in big spots. But right now, Craig, if I asked you who's the best team in the NFC, Saints, Seahawks, or 49ers?
It has to be San Francisco. It has to be. It has to be, but it wouldn't shock me at all to see them get knocked out in the first round. But that just shows you the weakness of what's happening this year in the NFL. At this time last year, we were looking at three teams in the NFL that were elite for sure. The Patriots and then the Rams and Chiefs. And they played each other in that crazy game on Monday night. Like this year, it's like, yikes. I can't even go anyone beyond New England. 2 weeks ago, I was like, oh, you were like, Kansas City's no good. I'm like, I don't know about that. They look great to me. Well, guess what? I'm in agreement now. I mean, their defense looks awful. Awful. And they got this middle linebacker. I am telling you now, if you have a chance to go back and watch this, I was keying in on this guy, number 56. This dude is not even running. Their linebackers are so bad, the Chiefs. Carlos Hyde. I mean, Carlos Hyde was amazing against Kansas City. Carlos Hyde looked like a top five running back in the NFL yesterday. And we know he's not that.
No, but it's not surprising against the Chiefs defense.
Not anymore. Unless they do something.
You know what? I did a write-up on Hyde on TQE because I do the 1 p.m. write-up slate, the early slate. And he was one of those guys. I'm like, look, he's a lineup builder. He's going to get the football. They're going to do everything they can to keep Mahomes off the field. And the Chiefs struggle against running backs. Just go look at it. And speaking of running, real quick, I know we got to go to the break, but remember I said the Rams were 24th coming into that game? Guess where they ended up after that game in terms of rushing attempts on the year? Ranked. How many slots they moved up? All the way to 19. So they jumped 5 spots in one game. That's how much they tried to overcompensate. That's kind of crazy.
Well, I mean, maybe because Gurley too is hurt, but look,
they jumped up. They went more without Gurley.
I know, because Gurley's not right. I don't think Gurley's. I don't know. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. We got the opening drive coming up next. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Don't go away.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
What's up? I'm Laura Carenti.
And I'm Alexa Kristen. We're the co-hosts of Adlandia, the advertising industry's most thought-provoking podcast.
We are here with Lisa Bradner, GM of Analytics, and Teddy Jaudi, Head of Product from Yieldmo.
So we're here to talk with Lisa and Teddy about making attention actionable. Let's start from the top. What is Yieldmo?
Yieldmo is a next-generation marketplace powered by attention analytics, superior formats, and real-time data. We were really trying to say, how do we connect this ecosystem and make everything flow? I like to step back and say, all right, great, we've built the infrastructure, but let's talk about what we're putting through those pipes.
That's what we try to do at Yieldmo, is we try to, you know, there's great technology out there, you can buy ads, serve them anywhere, but what is actually making an impact? And we focus on trying to allow marketers to see that.
Always have to be listening for that surprise signal that signals an opportunity you may not be thinking about. And our agile data structure allows our brands to work with us to do just that.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Adlandia Podcast and listen to Adlandia on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you. Then he pivots, fakes, chucks the big bomb halfway down the field to our hopefully still wide open tailback. I call it
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia. Fantasy Sports Today presents
first play from scrimmage.
The opening drive.
The first play of the game.
From the opening play and all the way for a touchdown.
All right, welcome back. It is the opening drive on Fantasy Sports Today. We're going to get to all of the inside box scores of the NFL, and there was a lot to like, a lot to dislike yesterday too for me. A couple of leagues did well, a couple of leagues, man, playing, I mean, that's the one thing about fantasy, playing in one league where you score the second most points and you lose, and that could be the situation for me in one of my leagues tonight.
All play, told you, all play this, everybody should be doing it.
Can Valdez Scantling go 7 for 100 and a touchdown? If he does, then I'll win that one, but that's got to happen tonight. And I don't know, I mean, Rodgers doesn't throw the ball anymore, so. All right, first down, Yankees-Astros. Very compelling game last night, Joe. Carlos Correa with the game-winning shot for them. They tie the series at 1. And now, of course, they get Gerrit Cole back as he gets to pitch in the Bronx. So I think Game 3 is a kind of a critical game, Joe, especially for the Yankees. If Houston goes up 2-1, it only means they have to win 2 of the next few.
Well, it's a huge game if you can beat Gerrit Cole. And Saturday with Gleyber Torres night, that's for sure. He was spectacular in that game. And, you know, I don't think that guy got enough. And it's hard to say because he's a Yankee, but I really don't think he got enough credit because Stanton was out most of the year. Judge was out most of the summer. And Gleyber Torres basically picked up this team and put it on his back. And he was tremendous. He had a great night Saturday. Last night, obviously, Correa with a huge home run at the end there. So it was a great moment for him. Another guy that's missed a significant time in the last couple seasons, which is really frustrating from a fantasy perspective. I keep going back. These have been great games. I'm really excited. I love seeing these big baseball clips and these fantastic highlights and all this energy in the ballpark. I just feel like it's falling on deaf ears or no eyes. I feel like if this was going on in August into September, we would be super excited and super into it as a collective sports community. But because we're in the thick of football, I feel like it kind of becomes second fiddle, and it's frustrating to me because I love baseball. So look, in terms of the Nationals too, man, this is it, man. I think it's the Nationals year. It's starting to feel like they got the mojo, doesn't it?
It could be. It does feel like that. Look, they go up 2-0 in St. Louis. It's hard to argue anything against it at this point. And I don't think the Cardinals have a chance to come back. I think they can make it competitive. But look, I mean, you lose your first two games at home. The Cardinals are kind of playing with house money a little bit, I think, after beating the Braves. No one thought that they would do that. But unfortunately, my ticket to the World Series.
And you didn't sell it, did you?
Looks like it's done. No, looks like that's it. That's all right. $200 investment. Can't really hedge on something like that. I wanted to see it get a little further. And also, by the way, going back to the Yankees, if you think Stan's injury isn't serious, yeah, okay, not playing in the postseason, I mean, it's got to be something up with this guy.
You covered the Marlins for a long time. What's your assessment at this point of Stanton? You've seen him more than probably most people.
This is gonna be the story of his career unless they decide to make him a designated hitter full time. You know,
I know a lot of guys struggle with that transition.
He doesn't like it, but I don't know what other choice he's gonna have. Aaron Judge is not gonna play DH. He's a good fielder.
Right.
So, I mean, he's kind of resigned to that in terms of what I think and what I thought. I know this, that had Stanton not won the MVP in 2017, he'd be stuck in Miami forever. There'd be no way that they could have moved him. And because of that, that enabled Miami to get out from under that contract, $30 more million for what, 7 more years? Something crazy like that.
That's an expensive DH, boy. Wow.
Yeah, the Yankees are kind of stuck. They went for it and I don't know.
But it made him relevant again. You know what I mean? Like, he was kind of that puzzle, and they had that really good run. So, I mean, like, I guess
they did everything without him, though. You don't think they're not regretting it?
I think they're regretting it now, but I think at the time it was.
At the time, it looked good.
At the time, it was smart.
It looked good.
And it supported the young team, too. You brought in a guy with veteran presence where I think it took a lot of pressure off the young guys to perform. And you can't argue it didn't, because look at Aaron Judge's rookie year. You know what I mean? I think that kind of stuff matters.
All right, second down, the Tank Bowl in Miami yesterday, Joe. Round one goes to the Dolphins in the Tank Bowl. They played against the Washington Redskins. Why does it go to Miami, Joe? Because they lost, and so that enables them to still be near the top for the first pick overall. Kind of a strange play that they called there on when they went for two. Not surprising that they went for two to try to get the win, but, Joe, they called a screen play to Kenyon Drake behind the line of scrimmage, where their receivers weren't really blocking. And after the game, Drake said that they had practiced that play throughout the week, but not with him, with a different running back. So look into it as it may, but now the Dolphins are now back into that perfect spot again to get the overall pick. Number one.
Must lose game for the Dolphins, and they didn't disappoint. This was the must lose. They did their job. And that's what you want. Now, if you do win a football game, it's okay because you don't
want yet. Not yet. They got one more big one.
All right. But here's the thing. Who was the other big one? What's the other big one left?
Oh, they got Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. I got one more must lose. But still, not losing to the Redskins was key.
That was
because the Redskins
one.
Aren't going to win a lot of games. And Terry McLaurin had another nice game there, too. But certainly, you knew the fix was in once you saw Fatbeard the Pirate take back over a quarterback. That was a big red flag. It was like, okay, here we go. And poor Josh Rosen, man. I hope he got a good signing bonus. I have to go back and look at it, but I'm sure he was. I'm sure it was a nice signing
bonus.
He'll
be somewhere else next year again. Somewhere else, yeah. but either way, yeah. So the Dolphins play the Bengals in, I think, either late November or early December. And if both those teams are winless, then clearly that game will decide who gets the number one pick overall, but we're still a month away from that. Okay, third down. Alec Baldwin, New York resident, got scammed by a fake ticket broker as he and his family were going to see the Statue of Liberty. And he actually posted a picture of somebody selling fake Statue of Liberty tickets. I wasn't aware, Joe, that this is a thing. Now, during March Madness, when it was at Madison Square Garden, and I went to buy a ticket right after Tout Wars, and I went to see Florida play South Carolina because it was right across the street, ironically, from where Tout Wars was a couple of years ago. There were people selling things that didn't look anything like tickets. And I went to the police. I'm like, are they just allowed to do this? And they're like, yeah, pretty much. I'm like, wow, okay, that sounds good. So I bought a ticket. I made the guy walk me all the way into the arena to make sure that it would work. But I mean, in New York, they're selling tickets to the Statue of Liberty that are fake. That's insane.
So let me get this straight. When you walked with the guy, do you like hold his hand and make sure he didn't run away at the last minute? Like how do you know he was going to like walk with you to the turnstile?
Oh, it didn't matter. I walked with my money and he walked with the ticket. And we walked all the way up. They scanned the ticket. I took the ticket and gave him the money right there.
That was an amazing game of chicken you just played. That's terrific. I love it.
I wasn't going to do it. And you should have seen the crap that they were selling out there. It was like ripped stubs. Sure. It was just like, hey, man. I was like, are you kidding me? This is not real.
When I commute to New York every week for the last 10 years, I right by you come out for the Garden because of where Penn Station is. So I've seen every kind of ticket scam, whatever it is.
And the police, they don't do any. They're just like,
nobody does anything. They got big, honestly, because when you think about New York City, really, is this the highest priority? You know what I mean? Like, they just figure, hey, there's so many other crimes being committed now at this second that are more important and more dangerous. We can't even worry about this. This is, like, so far. That's why you smell weed everywhere in New York where you walk.
Oh, well, it's now legal now. They're not arresting people. But still, like, I mean, like, some woman was trying to sell me a torn ticket in half. She's like, this is a ticket for the game. I'm like, this is not a ticket for the game.
And wait, but here's what I don't think. Alec Baldwin. I'm disappointed in Alec Baldwin. Because he's from Long Island, so maybe that's why. But
well, he lives in the city now.
He lives in the city now, but like, shouldn't he know better? And first of all, like, who buys a ticket for anything? An actual ticket? Like, isn't everything now just digital anyway? Like, that's what I don't understand.
But still, how would he get? Like, I mean, just why would he even try to get a cheaper ticket for the statue with the money that Alec Baldwin has? Just walk right up to the.
Hold on. I'll answer that question for you. Well, you think about Alec Baldwin's lifestyle. He's got an ex-wife already. Right, and Kim Basinger with
$20, Joe.
Do you see how many kids he's got with the new wife? He's got like 5 kids with the young
$20.
Hey, man, whatever it is, I'm just telling you. If you're asking why Alec Baldwin,
like 50 cents to us. All right, fourth down. Breaking Bad's prologue, epilogue debuted this weekend over on Netflix, El Camino, which I was very excited to see. And I'll give you my quick review on it for those of you who are interested. I was disappointed. I did not think that it was that great. I'm not going to certainly ruin it for anyone that didn't see it, but I would tell you this. There was closure to the story of Breaking Bad for sure, but a lot of the movie was prequel-type stuff done, just bringing back old characters to say hello. And to me, not great. Not great. Basically a meh type of review, I would say. I was very disappointed. I thought
that's
it would be exciting. Yeah, it was not.
Everybody seems to love that show. I know I didn't get to see it. It's on my list, but I have been watching, and to me right now, I think it's the best thing on television is The Righteous Gemstones, which is that Danny McBride show about the oh my goodness, with John Goodman and all this. Let me tell you something, man. Funny, dark, like you can't believe. Sometimes you got to stop it and rewind it to see if you just saw what you just saw. And the guy, the Walter Goggins, who plays baby Billy, the little brother of the dead wife. Oh my God, this guy's going to win the award for this performance. It is absolutely spectacular. I want you to watch the show so we can talk about it because I think it's up your alley. I think
toward the holidays, when I have more time, I'll go back and watch. But Goggins is a fantastic actor. He was
so good. Always loved him on The Shield. Yeah,
he was great. All right, we'll start to get into the games next. Fantasy Sports Today, Rams and 49ers. What in the world happened in that one? We'll be right back.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, Rise and Grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia. The Monday Replay. Help you get number. The Monday Replay.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament. NFL setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS lineup optimizer, or join the countless number of people who have won thousands of dollars each and every week using DFS tools like DailyRoto.com. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and you're not using DailyRoto.com, you are doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL annual pass with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, that's where millionaires are made. And welcome back as Joe and I start to dive into some of these games and give you the latest injury updates from around the league on this Monday, October 14, 2019. And we start off with the 49ers and Rams on Sunday. In terms of the 49ers, they really didn't have to do much because the Rams didn't show much, but Jimmy G threw for 243, also an interception. Tevin Coleman is back. He went 18 for 45, scored a touchdown, dropped another one, so he was heavily involved in their
game. Man, did he ever drop another one? Oh, was that brutal. Oh, yeah, God, wide open.
Yep. George Kittle, big game for him. His tight ends are starting to dwindle here a little bit. He's stepping up. That's not a surprise. 8 for 103 there. In terms of the Rams, Jared Goff, wow, I don't know anybody that could have won a fantasy league starting him this week. 78 yards passing for Jared Goff. Yikes. Malcolm Brown, 11 for 40. He looked okay. Darrell Henderson actually looked probably better than him, but he fumbled. It wasn't really a fumble. They snapped the ball and it kind of hit him in the face, so bad call there. But Henderson looks like he's got some zip a little bit. Robert Woods was really the only one that came out of this with anything fantasy-wise because he scored a touchdown, but he didn't even have a catch. They were all rushing, and then Cooper Kupp was a complete disaster, 4 for 17. So, look, I mean, we talked about this a little bit in the open. I would dare to say this will be the worst offensive performance for the Rams all season long. But at this point, I just, as you said, I just simply have to give credit to the 49ers. They're 5-0. For them to make the playoffs, they basically only need to win four games the rest of the season. We know that's going to happen. They'll probably win five at least. I don't know that I have confidence in them if they get to the Super Bowl, but I just don't see a lot of strong contenders And so the other part of this, Joe, is that maybe their defense is better even than their offense. Their defense looked fantastic against the Rams. Maybe that's what the secret sauce was yesterday.
Oh, the secret sauce of the 49ers is definitely the pass rush. It's definitely the defensive side of the football. And it's been the running game, but losing two tackles for one game and Kyle Juszczyk, the fullback, was a lot to lose in one game for the 49ers, but they still came out with a W on the road. And let's not forget, too, the Rams had extra time to prepare for them. And this is why I think it's so disappointing. And Cooper Kupp was the biggest disappointment for me personally all of Sunday's football, because this should have been a huge matchup for him. The fact that he only had six targets in this game, and I say only six because I was expecting somewhere in the 8 to 12 kind of a range for him. That this was six was completely underwhelming. Cooper Kupp needed to catch the football more. And I get it. It's great that you want to try to balance the offense a little bit. And they even tried running some gadget plays with Woods and Cooks, trying to get them the football and some end arounds and stuff like that. But man, look, 78 yards. When did Goff become Kirk Cousins? When did this happen? I don't know. And all of a sudden Cousins has become Goff. I don't know. Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn is Finkel. I don't want to live anymore, Craig.
It may be, man. It may be. You know, the one thing that is interesting, too, is that as on third down, they did a quick snap and handed off to Brown, who didn't get in. And then on fourth down, they did the same thing. It tells me this. Look, Gurley, who I don't think is going to come close or be anything like he ever was, I think those days are over. The one thing that he does, at least has shown, is that his knack to be able to score a touchdown near the goal line is very big, and he can still do that. It almost reminds me of, like, I think what his career could be headed toward is like a Marcus Allen type deal, where they bring him in, you know, for the next couple of years. They still have him, and he scores a lot of touchdowns because, look, they can't stop him. Gurley's still very good near the goal line. He's had four
he gets good push on the line. Well, that's one thing about Gurley, which is funny because you would think if the
but
knee,
this guy
the
Brown,
leg,
and man, ugh, he couldn't get the, I mean, nothing, and like, and Henderson, and I saw some video on him before the game that somebody posted, that Henderson is yet to really look at like the correct running lanes. But I think long term, Henderson is going to be a player. I really liked what I saw from
him. He's a buy low in Dynasty right now. I think Henderson, especially after this week,
he looks good. Yeah,
I think he's a really good trade target this week.
But still. And then they tried it again on a fourth down where they ran a Brown. He didn't get it on a fourth and one in 49ers territory. I mean, there must be so little faith in Goff on three different 1 yard plays that they couldn't even like roll him out and throw it to Everett on or Higby. Here, you know, let the defender run
better.
In.
I'll make you feel better. You ready? Next two games for the Rams, Falcons and Bengals. So buy all your Rams now.
Well, next game, yes. Bengals playing all right against the.
You can still put up points against the Bengals. Come on. And it's
Falcons,
in LA.
You're right, though. The Falcons, no. Falcons are giving up 50 points a game. But I am the least reactionary type of person to one game, but it was stunning to me yesterday watching this. The only thing maybe more stunning was seeing what happened to the Chiefs yesterday, as I just couldn't believe what I was seeing after an unbelievable start to that game, and they could not stop Houston. They rushed for 192 yards on 41 carries. Sick. Carlos Hyde 116 and a touchdown. Watson had 42. He threw for 280. He was nothing great through the air. They just couldn't stop the run. I mean, Fuller could have had a few touchdowns. He dropped them. Hopkins had a lot of volume. Dropped a touchdown too, unfortunately. 9 catches for 55 yards. Mahomes was not good, by the way, at all. Almost threw several picks. I don't know what's going on with him either. Maybe that ankle is really bothering him. They were talking about it during the game. He did not look. I mean, his stats are going to look good. He did not look good. Tyreek Hill made the catch of the year in the first quarter. 5 for 80. Kelsey 4 for 58. Rushing wise, I don't know what they're doing either. They're not running the ball. Damian Williams is like finished. He had one carry. McCoy looked okay. But I would say even offensively, Joe, Mahomes, this was the first game that I saw that Mahomes didn't look right. I know the stats are going to say it, but if you watch the game, you'd look at it. He had at least two interceptions that were called back. And by the way, he can't run at all. Like something must be up with his ankle. Like they said,
no, he's definitely playing hurt. I watched this. I watched the game too. I think that he's definitely playing through something, whatever it is. I think it helps to have Tyreek Hill back. And I think that the Chiefs will still be a playoff team and that will continue to get better. But, you know, you mentioned about the Texans, you know, Watson, not that great, but he also had 40 rushing yards. And some of those rushes he had came at huge moments and two touchdowns. So Deshaun Watson, once again, the most important number was zero. Zero sacks. If you cannot get to Deshaun Watson is going to beat you, I would say, 8 or 9 times out of 10. And he did it again. And I don't know if maybe they've just gotten right. Maybe it's a combination of finally getting some schemes right and the offensive line coming together properly and everyone's picking up who they're supposed to pick up. Maybe it's a communication issue. Just wasn't with Tunsil coming in. Maybe there wasn't time to really get everybody on the same page right away the first couple weeks of the season. Or Or maybe it's just a matter of, you know, they've stepped it up and they've been called out and they realize how bad they were in the first month. But whatever it is, the last 2 weeks, zero sacks. And maybe they've also played teams that don't get to the quarterback very well. That could also be it. I'll tell you what, if they play a team like the 49ers, it does. They better watch themselves. But Deshaun Watson went in there, and let's give him all the credit because that was Deshaun Watson going in there and getting that W.
Yeah, well, Hyde really, to me, was the key. He was terrific. They couldn't stop him at all. And so we'll see if that continues for Houston. That could be Houston could end up being the team I'm most wrong on at the end of the year. I definitely was very under on their 8.5 win total. And you know, still not there yet, and a lot of things could happen. Somebody could get hurt, that could completely change the game. But that looks like the team that I'll be off on the most, especially after that win. That's not supposed to happen when you're betting win totals. You look at a team and you take two or three wins that are definitely going to happen, and two or three losses that are definitely going to happen. And that was one that 100% went the other way. Speaking of which, the Jets. That was the other big shocker, I think, of the day. The Jets beat the Cowboys 24-22. Darnold threw for 338 and two touchdowns. Lev Bell, 14 carries, 50 yards, touchdown. Somehow he just keeps getting points. And Robbie Anderson had a long touchdown, but that also included 5 for 125 for him. For Dallas, Prescott, 277. Elliott was certainly fine, 105 yards and a touchdown. Amari Cooper got hurt in this game. Looks like he'll probably be out. We'll have to monitor that one. But you would have thought Gallup would have gotten a lot of action in this one. He's tough to predict. 4 for 48 yesterday. Maybe the highlight for the Cowboys is the fact they have a great kicker. Brett Maher kicked a 62-yard field goal yesterday. He made 3 of 4, and if you get extra points and you have kickers in your league for 50s or 60s, man, he has some extra points. Maher is one of those guys that is probably going to end up as a top-three kicker for what it's worth at the end of the season. But look, I could see any team beating any team in the NFL, Joe. I'm not going to steal it. I've been at this too long to not know that. But to have the Jets just kind of dominate the game from start to finish, I guess tells you more about the quarterbacking situation is so important for the Jets over anything else, because that's certainly the way it looked yesterday.
It really is. I think from the confidence standpoint, too, Jamal Adams made a couple huge plays in this game, too. So the Jets defense, when healthy, is also, I think, has some players on it. This is a shocking one for me, too. I don't think anybody, a lot of survivor pools died yesterday between Kansas City, between the Dallas game. I'm sure there's a lot of survivor pools that don't exist anymore, but I'll tell you, man, this is Dallas better get right because they are in serious trouble right now. The Dallas Cowboys are a team that is searching. I mean, you look at the first three games for them. They scored 32 points per game in the last three, just 18.7. The points allowed in the first three games, 14.7, 23.3 in the last three. So it's just a matter of they're just not playing good football on either end right now, defense or offense. And if you are Jason Garrett right now, I'm not sure what you do to get back, because I thought the secret to winning this game was getting Elliott the football, and they did. 28 carries for 105. He also had, six targets in this game. He caught 5 of them, so it was all the Elliott you could handle. But at the end of the day, took Cooper away, and we just last week we were finally saying, man, Amari Cooper, we were wrong, we miss it. And then what happens? He goes and gets hurt, Craig. There you go. There it was, right on time, 6 weeks in.
It could be, especially if he misses more than a week or two, and he's super important to what Dallas does. That'll apparently be a huge disappointment. I mean, I guess so. I mean, Gallup, he's one of those very tough to predict guys. He's like Tyler Boyd. Like one week, a great week, 1 week, nothing. Very hard to trust in
this
fantasy.
This is a very sloppy game, too. A lot of penalties, especially towards the end of the game. Too. Oh, yeah. My God. The penalties in this game.
Penalties in a lot of games, man. Houston, KC also had like
that had a ton also. But this one especially, the last quarter of that game was practically unwatchable in New York. It was just brutal.
Yeah.
But look, good for Sam Darnold, because this was great. They came back. I think the building was pumped up too. You kind of got that feeling like this is our shot. We got our quarterback, and you know, and now the next game for them is Monday night against New England. So we'll see. And it's in New York. So
any chance you think the Jets go 9-7? Any chance?
9-7. I put themselves in a big hole for 9-7. I think they can go 8-8. 9-7's a lot.
It looks so much better.
Get a winning record. They do. Well, I'll tell you what. I will say this. They got two games against Miami. They got a game against the Redskins. They got some winnable games out there, so it's possible. But when you start 1-4, 9-7, you really got to be awesome down the stretch.
Yeah, it'll be tough. But it'll be interesting to see. I think that I have a lot more confidence in them with this quarterback for sure. So we'll see. All right, quick timeout here on Fantasy Sports Today. Coming back next, we'll talk about the Seahawks and Browns, Ravens and Bengals, Vikings and Eagles after the break. Don't go away.
Made Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212 212-
212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk. I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the newsfeed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
And welcome back. It is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, along with Joe Pisapia, with you here on the show. It is a Monday, so we're recapping everything that happened on Sunday in the NFL, also touching on some baseball playoffs as well. And man, after the Browns threw up a stinker in their previous game, I was very happy to see that they came back playing super ultra competitive. And you know what? I even though I took the Browns in this one and I thought that they would win, I don't feel all that bad about it because it just does show that they do have talent. I think, you know, it comes down to a final possession and they got beat. But let's kind of go through the numbers here. Seattle 32, Cleveland 28, Russell Wilson, another 294 and two touchdowns. Chris Carson owners have to be feeling really good right now, including me, feeling much better about his situation. 24, 124 and a touchdown. Also for receptions, he did rush for a touchdown as well. Lockett is Mr. Solid. The problem for the Seahawks is that Will Disley, who kind of emerged a couple of weeks ago, looks like he could be out for the season. So certainly Seattle will have to pick up the pieces there. And Wilson does love his tight ends. For Cleveland, Baker Mayfield started off great, faded, got hurt, came back. It was kind of an uneven game for him. There's some that will say he gave the game away. Maybe so. 249, one touchdown, three interceptions. He also rushed for a touchdown, which kind of saved his fantasy day if you started him. Nick Chubb is a rock solid RB1 top five guy right now. 20 carries, 122 and two touchdowns. The Odell Beckham game, not a huge surprise. After he did nothing the last couple of weeks, he bounced back, 6 for 101. And then the magical Ricky Seals Jones, who shows up once every couple of weeks and catches a touchdown, did it again for Cleveland. So
Ricky Seals Jones, he's the bassist for Sexual Chocolate. Did you know that?
With the hair?
Yeah. Sexual Chocolate.
Yeah. Are you going to see Coming to America? How do you feel about that? Coming to America too?
You know, I'm not looking forward to it. I just was some things you should leave alone. Now, granted, every now and then you revisit something and it's good. The fact that it's a continuation and not a reboot, I think is good. Like is the premise that he got divorced and now he's looking for another wife in Queens. I don't know what the premise
is. I'm not sure, but it came out that it's PG-13. So people are really upset about that.
Well, the original one was PG-13, wasn't it?
No, R.
It was Coming to America was R. Oh, wow. Yes. Well, I think that's partly because of the nudity more than anything in the beginning.
I don't know, but they're worried that this one will not have the same sauce to it, I guess.
That's one of the all time great comedies. Coming to America works on every level. The entire movie is funny start to finish. So, yeah, that's great. It's going to be tough.
All right. So Cleveland, I feel much better about. They have talent. They scored points. They gave it up late. This game could have gone either way. So I feel fine about both results there. Seattle, to me, did a really good job. Doesn't make me feel any better or worse about them. And kind of the same thing for the Browns, who did show up. I'm actually now worried about the Browns wins and losses wise moving forward, because this game was kind of a killer as far as that is concerned. But they do have enough talent to compete with anybody on a week to week basis. And Seattle, for them, this is probably one game that you looked at the beginning of the season and thought they're not going to win this one. But look, you know, Russell Wilson, as you said, Joe, if he's not the MVP, he's second or third for sure. He's having a great year.
To me, he's the MVP. This is another big road win for them. And a big road win, especially when you take into consideration that Cleveland was really, again, back against the wall in this game. This was a really important game. Whenever you have those teams playing at home with a really important stake on the line here, I think that Russell Wilson did a phenomenal job in this one. And I'm not going to be as optimistic as you were about the Cleveland Browns, because Baker Mayfield is up to 11 picks on the year already. 11. That's like a season total for most quarterbacks, and we are in week 6. That's brutal. You cannot win football games when you turn the football over at that kind of a clip. And it's not all on the offensive line. He's making bad decisions. He's making bad throws. I feel like it's all kind of crumbling around him. Then he came away with his hip injury. I'm sorry. I'm not as optimistic they played better and all this stuff. Odell Beckham's numbers were better. They were competitive in this football game, yes, but the turnovers just continue to plague this offense and continue to plague Baker Mayfield. And I just don't think, when you look up for it, that right now, are the Bears, are the Browns a 7-win football team?
Oh,
I don't
know
if they are.
Oh, yeah, that's 7 or 8 wins. But the problem was is that the expectations were just too high going into the year, that they were a 10-win team and a Super Bowl team and playing 3 of the first 5 weeks at night on Sundays and Thursdays and Mondays. Like that's where the overcompensation
that
was.
Didn't help. You're right. The schedule has been very strange. A lot of primetime games, something they're not used to playing. But still, Craig, 11 interceptions already. Oh,
you can't argue it. But, you know, Brett Favre did the same thing at the beginning of his
career. He did. No, look, you are absolutely right. And when I was watching the highlights and all that stuff, all I kept thinking was early Brett Favre, early Brett Favre.
Yeah, that's what it
was. Early like. Brett Favre also had Mike Holmgren to rein him in.
They'll make a change after the year.
What that change is, it's got to be somebody really significant that can really mold him. And I don't know off the top of my head who that guy is that's available. Do you have
nobody does, Joe. That's the problem, man. These coaches, man. Like, it's just...
It's tough.
The coaching is... The quarterbacking and the coaching is so difficult to quantify right now. You have...
I think McDaniels could... Honestly, I think Josh McDaniels and Baker Mayfield would be made for each other.
Maybe. That sounds right.
I really do. I know McDaniels was a failure with the Denver Broncos. I get that. But I think if there was a job for him to take... The Cleveland Browns with Baker Mayfield, because I think mentality wise, I think he would get the best out of Baker Mayfield's mentality and teach him the finer points, because I think that's the only guy right now who I think might be available that you could say could go in there and fix Baker Mayfield.
Maybe. Ravens beat the Bengals 23-17. Look, at the end of the season, he won't win the MVP of reality, but he could be the fantasy MVP, Lamar Jackson. There's no doubt about that. I mean, he can win you any week for sure. Another 152 rushing yards for him. 236 through the air, and he's a bona fide fantasy star. He'll grade out top five at the end of the year. The rushing yards, that was the whole key for him. Mark Ingram, 13 for 52, does it every week.
Andrews had a great game, 6 for 99. Almost gave it away though on a fumble. He jumped up real high, got hit him, and the ball came out. Okay, for the Bengals, what do they do every week? They keep it close. They don't win. 235 for Dalton. Mixon is going to end up being a fantasy bust this season. It's probably not his fault. Tate had 5 for 91. Boyd, I can't figure out. Again, 1 week great, 1 week crazy. Bad.
Not even 1 week. Like four of the first 5 weeks, he had double-digit targets, and this week he had 7.
It's impossible to figure him out. Ugh, and by the way, against the Ravens defense, it's not that great. But look, Tate next week, Boyd next week, again, 8 catches, 150 yards, a touchdown. You just got to predict the matchup. It's not easy. So that's my takeaway from that, Joe, is again, if you have Lamar Jackson on your fantasy team, the odds are you're in the game that week. Like, you're going to be in it. You're going to be in it. And it's just a matter of what he does.
It was fun to watch, too. I mean, it's amazing to watch somebody just kind of take over a football field when there's so many players on it at one time trying to hit you. And they are unsuccessful. It is an amazing thing to watch. It's like watching somebody play Madden back in the day with Michael Vick and just running around and, you know, just roll out and just run around and nobody could stop him. And the Bengals certainly weren't up to the task. And you're right. If you own Lamar Jackson, you're loving your fantasy life this year.
Yeah, you have to be. And imagine having him and McCaffrey. A lot of teams who have that are certainly great. And by the way, in reality, I'll say this too. Baltimore is not as good as New England. And they're not as probably good as Kansas City or maybe, look, Houston at this point. But I will tell you this, Lamar Jackson in a one-game scenario, Baltimore could go to New England and lose 41-0, and I could see Baltimore beating New England because of Lamar Jackson. Like, this guy is a huge wild card as the season goes on, and I wouldn't rule anything out with him. It's amazing to me that how many teams passed on this guy? 28 teams or something like that passed on him in the first round?
I thought he was the steal of the draft. I said it at the time, man. I didn't get it. I didn't understand why everybody thought Lamar Jackson was so far behind this other group. I thought he was slightly behind them in passing. Sure, you could make that argument. But in terms of moldability and athleticism and what the NFL is becoming, why wouldn't you want to take a shot on him? It was crazy he lasted as long as he did. Just crazy.
If you get a point per rush and you don't get like a point for every 10 yards. So think about this. If you get a point per rush in a fantasy league, then Jackson is right now the number two fantasy player.
Well, that's not surprising, man.
Yeah. All right. Vikings beat the Eagles 31-20. And ever since we dissected Kirk Cousins, he's gone wild.
We fixed him.
333 yards and 4 touchdowns. Stephon Diggs. So I have him in 2 leagues. I benched him in one and played him in another. And in the league that I played him in, again, we need Valdez Scantling tonight to have a monster week because played against Jeffrey. And
please tell me this is not the Guillotine League.
We advanced the Guillotine League this week.
Yeah, I saw the Kyle Allen stat line. I was like, we're going through this week, baby. Yeah,
well, and
I
say we. Carlos Hyde.
Is it wrong to say we? I don't know. I don't want to be presumptuous.
You're on board.
Because I'm so emotionally invested. There's only two leagues.
I'll tell you about the team that lost. Oh, my gosh. Like,
I'm only emotionally invested in really two things this year. I am emotionally invested in flex.
Minshew? Oh, okay.
And no, in flex because now I've gone to 6-0 in flex. And I want. I told you I want the belt. I beat up on Rick Wolf this week. And I want that first round bye. And I'm invested in your Guillotine League. Those are the two leagues where every week that's I care the most about.
Before we do Vikings Eagles, you could guess the Guillotine League losers right now. Like, I mean,
Jameis Winston.
Yeah,
well, I don't know. He's probably one of them, right?
Yep. And his other quarterback, easy, right?
Pick it. Marcus Mariota.
No. You know. Who had the worst quarterback?
Jared Goff.
There you go. Boom.
Out.
Right. Tight end. So, easiest on the board. Go ahead. I'll give you one guess. Boom. Okay. Keep going. Like, right. Like, that's it. You know,
it's fun.
But there's a lot. We'll go over the players. Yeah. I finished six.
That's for tomorrow. It's for tomorrow. Yeah, and Tuesday, really, where you have nothing to talk about. Save it. Yeah. All right.
All right. So Cousins with 4, Diggs with 3, Thielen with 1, Cook had 1. Madison is becoming more of an important piece, I think, to the Vikings, almost like a two running back system, may be able to start both at some point. Not yet, but getting closer to that. Carson Wentz, good game. 306 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. And honestly, if you compare Carson Wentz with the bottom 15 quarterbacks in the NFL, this guy is so far above those. He's still going to end up having a really good year. Quarterbacking is just so poor overall in the NFL. Yeah,
it's bad.
Yeah,
Miles Sanders with a nice game though too,
and I benched him too. Yeah, I
actually acquired him in flex. That was that Modica trade. Remember, I told you I traded Daniel Jones and Daniel Jones and Singletary, and I got Miles Sanders and Andy Dalton.
Can't believe
so that worked out well this week. Yeah.
I benched Sanders.
Miles Sanders, 3 for 86 with a touchdown in this one. And going back to Cousins and that offense right now, it's not shocking at all that this was the Diggs game, because we had the Thielen game last week. We know that the Eagles were going to try to overcompensate and do everything they could to stop Thielen, and they did. There was a lot of doubles on him, a lot of attention on him, and Stephon Diggs was just wide open. And man, that corner, I mean, they just never helped that poor kid. I forget his name, it escapes me right now, but my God, they just left him out to dry. No safety help. It was just terrible. And I also looked, when you're watching this game too, because this was the other one that was on live where I was, you know, that Eagles defense front with Fletcher Cox and those guys, they are ferocious. And I think Madison got so much volume in this one because I think they were trying to just kind of pound them as much as they could with fresh legs. And you could tell it was working. It was the matter of, let's not hang it all on Dalvin Cook, and let's also not put Dalvin Cook in a situation where he comes away from this game with 22 carries and an injury, because that's not what you want. Because that kind of line, they're so big and strong up front. That's the kind of line that will destroy a running back for 2 weeks after.
Yeah, Joe Madison at this point looks like not only is a must own in every league, but if something would ever happen to Cook, and Madison to me, look, Justice Hill played a little bit. We've seen Sanders as a rookie running back play a little bit for sure. Darwin Thompson's has been nothing. Clearly Singletary has been a nothing. And
he's the most valuable backup running back without a doubt. He's the only one. We talked about Bonifant last week, but Madison is the guy. Madison's the guy where it automatically turns over. And it's going to be fascinating to see, because Dalvin Cook's in the last year of his deal next year, of his rookie deal. It's going to be fascinating to see how they handle that, because Madison looks really good. They could let Cook walk eventually.
Yeah, I benched Sanders for Edmonds on Arizona. So
that wasn't a bad play. Edmonds was all right.
Yeah, it turned out fine. But believe me, I benched it. And then I benched Diggs in one league, but I played McLaurin. So, you know, it was like not the end of the world. All right, that'll do it for this hour. We got the best of coming up next. Then in hour number two, we dive into one of the more high-scoring games of the day, Cardinals and Falcons. Also, the Tank Bowl, the London game. And unfortunately for us, Gardner Minshew seems to be heading the other direction. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. Craig and Joe here.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change. Like,
so this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed.
I forget his name. It escapes me right now. But my God, they just left him out to dry. No safety help. It was just terrible. And I also looked, when you're watching this game too, because this was the other one that was on live where I was, you know, that Eagles defense front with Fletcher Cox and those guys, they are ferocious. And I think Madison got so much volume in this one because I think they were trying to just just kind of pound them and pound them as much as they could with fresh legs. And you could tell it was working. It was just, it was the matter of let's not hang it all on Dalvin Cook. And let's also not put Dalvin Cook in a situation where he comes away from this game with 22 carries and an injury. Cause that's not what you want. Cause that right. kind of line, they're so big and strong up front. That's the kind of line that will destroy a running back for 2 weeks after.
Yeah. Joe Madison at this point looks like not only is a must own in every league, but if something would ever happen to Cook, and Madison to me, look, Justice Hill played a little bit. We've seen Sanders as a rookie running back play a little bit for sure. Darwin Thompson has been nothing. Clearly Singletary has been a nothing. And
no, he's the most valuable backup running like back it. Without a
yeah.
doubt.
Yeah.
He's if the only one. We talked about Bonifan last week, but Madison is the guy. Madison's the guy where it automatically turns over. And it's going to be fascinating to see because Dalvin Cook's in the last year of his deal next year, of his rookie deal. It's going to be fascinating to see how they handle that because Madison looks really good. He so, does. I mean, yeah. they could he let does. Cook walk eventually.
And we'll be right back with more Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two, if you're listening live or if you're listening on demand. This is FNTSY Radio, Craig Mish, Fantasy Sports Today.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.